fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver.
A six-gun barked in the town of Westgate, about 200 yards from the business center.
There goes!
He's the one that's on the shoot!
All right, clear the way.
It took but a moment for a crowd to gather at the scene of the shooting.
Stand back, everybody. Get back now. Give the doc some room to work.
The sheriff was on hand. So was the doctor and a number of townsmen.
How is he, Doc?
He's dead.
Anyone know this man?
Well, I seen the gunman riding away, Sheriff.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Know who it was?
No, but I bet I'd know the bronc.
Yes, how?
Well, by its markings and its size. It was a kind of a ruddy dapple gray.
But you wouldn't know his rider, huh?
No, I don't think I would. But all I could tell was that he handled himself like maybe he was a young fella and dressed like a cowhand.
Big fella?
Oh, about medium, I'd say.
That's not much to go on.
He headed west.
West, huh? Well, there's a moon. Maybe we can pick up his trail. Hey there, deputy.
Yeah?
Saddle up. You and me are taking us a ride.
An Indian had been among the crowd. An Indian named Tonto, the companion of the Lone Ranger. He withdrew quietly to where he left his paint horse, then mounted and hurried to the camp at the edge of town, where he told the masked man about the shooting.
Did you get a good look at the man who'd been shot, Tonto?
Ah. Me see him, but me not know him.
You said the murderer rode a gray horse.
That right. And him look plenty much like Bart Dawson.
I wonder if Bart has finally committed a murder. He did.
Him make plenty trouble for brother.
Yes, he has.
A sheriff follow trail a killer.
It'll take some pretty good tracking to follow the trail by moonlight. I think we'll go along.
We go with sheriff and deputy?
No. We wouldn't be able to catch up with him. But we'll follow the trail and see where it leads.
It was after midnight when Bart Dawson reined in his lathered mount, leaped from the saddle, and pounded on the door of a small cabin.
Don! Don, open up. It's me, Don. It's Bart. Open up.
Bart, what's the idea of waking me at this time?
Come out here. Going to talk without Jane hearing it.
Now, look.
John, I'm not fooling. It's important. Come out here and close the door.
Well, what is it?
Look here, Don. You got to do me a favor.
What do you want now? More cash? If you do, you can go to Dad for it. If I gave any more, Jane would scalp me.
I want a horse.
Huh?
Right away. Let me turn this one into your corral and let me that chestnut of yours.
What for?
Can't you see I'm in a hurry? Do you have to stand here asking me questions?
You've been up to something. You in another scrape?
No.
Don't lie to me. You think I don't know the signs?
Well, what if I am?
What's happened?
Nothing much. Now look, Don, can I borrow that chestnut or can't I?
Not until I find out what this is all about. Brother or not, you don't get any more help from me unless you explain. I've got into too much trouble on your account already. Now, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Come on, talk.
I just had an argument.
Who with?
A stranger. You wouldn't know him. I don't know his name myself.
What was the argument about?
I don't know. It just got started, that's all. It started in the cafe, then moved down the road. We kept arguing until it led to fighting.
Now, suppose the other man started it, as usual.
He did?
Was there gunplay?
No, just fists. I knocked him down and got away before he could go for his guns. He'll be coming after me, Don. Lend me a horse so I can keep going.
Yeller, huh?
Well, that man's a gunman. He wore two guns, both notched. I gotta hide out till he leaves these parts.
What'll Dad say about you hiding out?
I'll fix it with Dad. I can explain somehow.
Yeah, I reckon so. You can always make Dad believe anything you tell him. That's why he made you his partner and sent me out of my own.
But, Don...
It's my fault, I know that. I always let you talk me into taking the blame for your scrapes because you were younger. Go on, take the horse and clear out.
Thanks, Don. And say, one thing more.
Now what?
Don't tell anyone I came past here.
All right.
Not even the sheriff.
Sheriff? Is the law after you?
Well, he warned me about getting into fights. If he hears about me and that stranger, it'd be just like him to ride after me. Don't let on that you saw me.
All right. How will you get going?
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks a lot, Don.
Don, where were you?
I thought I heard someone outside. I just stepped out for a minute.
I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Must have been your imagination, Jane. You better go back to bed.
Jane went back to sleep, but Don remained in the kitchen waiting to see if anyone was following his brother. It was about an hour later when the sheriff and a deputy tapped lightly on the door.
Well, Sheriff, what are you doing out at this time of night?
I want to ask you a couple of questions, Don.
I'll close the door so we don't wake Jane.
We've been following a trail that led here from town. Tracks were made by a dappled gray that's in your corral. That's your horse?
Why, yeah, sure.
He's been ridden hard. Who borrowed him?
No one. That is, I was riding.
Don, be sure you state the truth. It's mighty important.
I told you I was riding him.
Sure it wasn't your brother?
I ought to know.
Don, if you want to change your story, this is a time to do it.
Why should I change my story?
Well, I'm sorry. You'll have to go with us.
Go where?
To jail. Holding you for murder.
Don. Don, let me tell them that you haven't been out of the house. I can prove
no,
that
Jane, you keep still. I'll be brave, honey. I've got a girl the sheriff's waiting outside.
But...
I've made a statement to the sheriff. I can't change it. They won't find me guilty. Now, don't worry. Goodbye, honey.
Don!
Jane stood by the door as Don and the lawman rode away. She sobbed softly for several minutes, then heard a low, deep voice.
Jane.
Mask! How did you...
Please, I'm a friend. I've known your husband's family for a long time.
But that mask... How did you get in here?
The door was unlocked. I was outside when the sheriff took your husband. Oh, here. This bullet is made of silver. Perhaps it will identify me.
Silver? Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard Don speak of you.
For years, we've seen the way Don took the blame for things his brother did.
We? You said we.
My friend's name is Tonto. He's outside.
Oh.
Do you know that Bart came here and changed horses?
I thought I heard someone outside about an hour ago, but I can't be sure it was Bart.
It probably was.
Then Bart killed a man.
We've got to check on that.
But the sheriff thinks Don did the killer.
I doubt that, Jane. I think the sheriff is quite sure that Don is not the killer.
Then why did
he... The sheriff has nothing but Don's word to go on.
Don will take the blame. He's always taken the blame.
Yes, I know it.
Don would let them hang him to protect his brother. He would, I know it.
Why does he shield his brother?
Because of his father. Bart's the younger brother. He's the favorite. It'd just about kill old Mr. Dawson to learn that Bart is... Well, to learn the truth about Bart.
I wonder.
You wonder? Why do you say that?
Jane, just what is the truth about Bart?
I thought you knew. You said...
You tell me.
Bart is no good. He's a sneak, a coward, and a gambler. Oh, he's just bad, all bad. And he'd let Don hang before he'd step forward to tell the truth about whatever happened in town tonight.
I think it's about time the truth became known.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. First, I'm going to find out more about the shooting, the man who was killed. Meanwhile, Jane, keep your chin up.
I'll try.
We'll meet again. Otto, I've got a lot to learn.
And where we go now?
To town. Then we're going to pick up the tracks of the horse that Bart rode away from Don's ranch. We'll see where Bart went.
Ready, big fella? Be ready.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
The news of Don's arrest had spread far and wide by mid-morning of the next day. It was afternoon when Dad Dawson returned from town and called Bart into a room of his ranch house. He questioned Bart and found the younger son short-tempered.
Quit picking on me, Dad.
Picking on you?
That's what I said.
Bart, I'm just asking you for the truth about last night, that's all.
I told you I didn't know a thing.
It's your gray horse that was in Don's corral.
What of it?
The one you brought here belongs to Don.
Oh, we've switched horses before. I told you I didn't know anything about the murder.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
You think I lied, you crazy.
I don't know what to think, Bart. I had a long talk with Don. By thunder, I think he stretched the truth. I think he could tell a lot more than he said so far. I wonder if he's shielding you.
Why'd he do that?
I don't know.
I've heard enough about this.
Now, just a minute, Bart. I know very well that you've done some pretty shady things.
What?
Oh, I'm not blaming you. If anyone's to blame, it's Dawn and me. We've both been so busy protecting you that we never gave you the chance to become a man.
I won't listen.
Yes, you will. Stand still.
But I don't see
Get
why...
Get this straight, Bart. I aim to learn the truth about last night.
You've got the truth.
I'm not so sure of that. I aim to make sure. If I find that Dawn is facing a murder charge... Because he's been trying to shield you.
He's not loco enough to do that.
I don't know whether he is or not. All I know is that the truth won't come out unless you or Don tell the truth. If you're the killer, if you're willing to let Don take the blame for something you did, by thunder, Bart, you'll no longer be a son of mine. You can take what comes without turning to me for help.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger had worn a disguise when he went into town. He had viewed the dead man in the coroner's office, had talked to a number of townsmen, and had heard the sheriff and several other men discuss the case and Don's part. In camp, he worked quickly to get out of his disguise and into his own clothes and mask. Yeah, mask.
Oh, thanks, Toto. Get it on. Now the gun belt. Thanks.
What you do now?
I've got to take a long ride, Toto. You'll have to stay near town and make sure Don isn't lynched.
Oh, most fella like Don plenty. Him not get lynched.
Just the same, I want you to keep an eye on things. I'm going to Sage Hollow to see the United States Marshal.
Oh.
Someone's got to take a hand, or Don will hang.
You think him not guilty?
I'm sure of it.
Why him not tell truth?
He's already made a statement, Toto. Can't back down. Furthermore, he'd rather hang than see his brother made to pay.
Wife know him not leave house last night.
She can't prove it, Toto. She went to sleep early. Don could have ridden into town and back without her knowledge.
You got a plan?
Yes, Kimasabe. Bart is selfish. He's cowardly and he's greedy. Those are his weaknesses.
That's right.
We're going to work on them and try to get the truth. You keep an eye on him to make sure he stays around.
Silver!
The federal marshal had an office in Sage Hollow. He was in good spirits as he returned from a satisfactory noonday meal.
Well, now we'll get to those reports.
He stared at a small object of gleaming metal that stood on his desk.
Well, what's this bullet mean? Hey, this is silver.
Does it mean anything to you, Marshal?
Huh? What?
Eddie?
Doggone, you. It's been years since the Ganson gang was smashed, but I haven't forgotten it.
I'm glad you remember me, Marshal. A man was killed in Westgate 4 days ago. I'll give you a description of the dead man and tell you how you can help me.
The Lone Ranger talked at some length to the marshal, telling all about the Dawson brothers and their father and the way Don had gone to jail in place of his selfish brother. It was a few days later in the town of Westgate. Jane sat in the cell talking to her husband, pleading with him.
Don, you've got to tell the truth. You've got to reverse your story to them. You can't take the blame for that shooting.
There's nothing else I can do, Jane.
But you're innocent.
That's for a jury to decide.
Oh, that worthless, selfish, no-account brother. If he had a spark of manhood, he'd step forward and tell the truth. He's always been a mean, yellow coward, and he's not worth saving, Don. He's not, I tell you.
There now, Jane, don't get so excited. I guess your visiting time is over. I hear the sheriff coming.
Is it time for me to leave, Sheriff?
Why, just you stand away from the door, ma'am.
What?
Don, walk out here. You're free.
Sheriff.